South Sudanese human rights lawyer Kenyasen Abdallah, who heads the group Advocates for Human Rights and Democracy, is decrying the government's decision to charge the activists and is skeptical that the legal process will bring about justice.
It will not serve the purpose of delivering justice. Justice was just brought to court because the government, I think, they wants to release just one. We have only one detainee who was here detained. What they cannot release the person like that. I think they have to bring the person through court. Then the person will be given jail time by the court. Then later on, he can be pardoned by the president.
Prosecutor Lajorqueth Jal charged the activist in absentia during Monday's court proceeding under several sections of South Sudan's 2008 penal court.
The accused person did not respect the constitution that granted the freedom of speech and freedom of association and other rights with limitation, and form an illegal political organization known as the People's Coalition for Civil Action, and they signed the declaration on July 30, 2021, to achieve political goals and objectives to overthrow the government with unconstitutional means.
The case was filed by the South Sudan Directorate of Public Prosecution of the Ministry of Justice and Constitutional Affairs. Jal says the case was presented in court after the Interior Ministry, through the Inspector General of Police, authorized the proceedings. The accused are Abraham Awolich, Rajab Mohandis, Wani Michael, Jame David Kolok, Manas Mathiang, David Makau, and former Northern Bahr El Ghazal State Governor Quel Aguer Quel. Quel was formally presented in court and charged for the first time on Monday after being arrested in July last year. The rest of the accused men are in exile and will be tried in absentia. Prosecutor Jal says the activists are also being charged with causing disaffection among the police force or defense forces, undermining the authority of the president, and participating in gathering with intent to promote public violence, as well as breaching the peace.
The accused person had subverted a constitutional government that was established based on the signed revitalized peace agreement by setting up the People's Coalition for Civil Action with an aim of overthrowing the government by unconstitutional means, instead of follow the constitutional means such as impeachment, change of policies, repeal of legislation.
Jal says the accused also published or communicated false statements prejudicial to South Sudan with the intention of promoting public disorder and violence which may endanger public safety. He also argued in court that the activists have been participating in gatherings with the intention of promoting public violence, which has been proven in interviews they did with the media outlets.
We pray to the Honorable Court, the Prosecution Panel, on behalf of the Republic of South Sudan, Minister of Justice, Director of Public Prosecutor, pray your Honorable Court to convict, punish, and sentence to the above mentioned accused in accordance with the provision of the above charges of the Penal Court Act 2008.
On July 29, 2021, the People's Coalition for Civil Action declared in a news conference it was set to mobilize South Sudanese within the country and in the diaspora to participate actively in challenging South Sudan's political status quo and, quote, make their voices heard to set direction for democratic development. Rajab Mohandis, one of the members of the coalition, told the reporters during that news conference that, quote, we invite all the citizens of South Sudan to come in their thousands to join the coalition, that we have had enough of war, enough of corruption, enough of insecurity, enough of economic hardships, enough of public neglect and leadership failure, end of quote. The planty mass protest called for by the coalition was never held. For VOA News, Mwake Simon Wudu in Juba.